From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiators for the contentious Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal say they have made significant progress and will continue to work on the remaining outstanding issues that prevented an agreement at their meeting in Hawaii. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman says the 12 nations involved are more confident than ever that a deal is within reach.
I am very impressed with the work that's been done. I feel very gratified about the progress that's been made, and I'm confident that through our continued intensive engagement, we'll be able to tackle the remaining issues successfully.
Trans-Pacific Partnership could cover 40% of the global economy. TPP has sparked demonstrations in some TPP nations and is controversial in the United States. The Taliban has released an audio message from its new leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, intended to reassure Taliban leaders that the Taliban jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. Earlier today, the Taliban denied reports of the death of Jalaluddin Haqqani, the founder of the Haqqani Network. Friday, the Taliban announced that Haqqani's son had been appointed one of two deputies to Mullah Mansour, who took over the Taliban leadership after it was confirmed that Taliban founder Mullah Omar was dead. Security issues will be a focal point for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry when he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo over the weekend. From Egypt, Mr. Kerry travels to Qatar, where he'll meet with the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council about the Iran nuclear deal. Then he'll travel to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam, where he will mark the 20th anniversary of the start of U.S.-Vietnam ties. This is VOA News.